speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
I'm making an effort this week to get before you the teaching of the Bible concerning things that are practiced in the religious world. And in order to do this, I've been asking your cooperation. And do you wonder what cooperation you can give? Well, by simply asking your preacher about the things that I've been mentioning. Nothing should give a preacher greater delight than to be able to help someone to come to a better knowledge of truth. But preachers must know the truth before they can proclaim the truth and before people can be told how to obey the truth. God saw fit to have preachers preach the truth. The truth that concerns men today is revealed in the New Testament. And if a preacher is preaching something that is not authorized in the New Testament, he's certainly not preaching the gospel. So it behooves you to check up on the things that you're taught, that you may know whether you have believed and accepted the truth. And you can check up by taking your Bible to your preacher and asking him to show you the passage of Scripture that mentions the things that you've been taught. If he is certain that he is preaching the truth, he should welcome an opportunity like that. And if he should not be willing for you to inquire of him, there's something wrong. And you should be determined to find out what it is. But now for our questions today that we've been suggesting. Ask your preacher where the Bible says that sinners are saved by faith only. Now this doctrine is a very prevalently taught one by many preachers in this country. And a very large number of religious bodies hold to this idea. If you should ask them what a sinner must do to be saved, you'd be told that the only thing for him to do is to believe on the Lord, and that a sinner is saved by faith only. One prominent religious body has this statement in its creed, quote, that justification by faith only is a most wholesome doctrine, very full of comfort. That puts it about the way the majority of preachers preach it. So if your preacher has been telling you this, I'd like for you to go to him and ask him very kindly to show you where the Bible says a sinner is saved by faith only. Now don't forget the nature of the request. Don't ask him where the Bible says that one is saved by faith. I can furnish you scores of passages that say that we're saved by faith. But I'm wanting to find the passage that says that one is saved by faith only. For you know, there's a difference between being saved by faith and being saved by faith only. Faith only means faith to the exclusion of everything else. It means there is nothing but faith in the plan of salvation. And then most that claim they believe in faith only will say, but you need to pray the sinner's prayer, and the Lord will come into your heart. So there's something besides faith right there. But what I want you to ask him about is the passage that says we're saved by faith only. Now, if he refers you to Romans 5, verse 1, where Paul says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it called his attention the fact that while this speaks of being justified by faith, it does not say we're justified by faith only. The word only is not in it. I believe that men are justified by faith. Without faith, no man can be justified, can be saved. But I'm asking for the passage that says that we're justified by faith only. And notice clearly the verse that your preacher gives you to see if the word only is mentioned in the verse. Justifying various forms of statements that tell us that salvation is by faith is not sufficient. It must be by faith only. And preachers are preaching faith only as the plan of salvation. And we want the passage to contain the word only or some other word that means that. So you stay with him till he gives you the verse that says we're saved by faith only, or until he admits that he cannot find it. For after all, he can either find it or he can't. And if it's in the Bible, he will know where to tell you to turn. Now, Is it true that the Bible does not mention faith only in connection with justification? I recall one place where the expression occurs, and I would like to have you read it with me. It's found in James 2, verse 24. If you're turning there to see in your own Bible, here's what you're going to read. James 2, verse 24. "Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." Well, here it is, friends. Faith only, but it's not by faith only. This speaks of justification. It speaks of salvation. And it says a man is justified by works. Now, I didn't say that. I simply read from the Bible. So if anything that one is justified by works is wrong, the Bible is wrong. And that is what it says. Well, what about faith only? Read it again. Not by faith only. Justified how? By works, and not by faith only. But preachers today are saying that a man is justified only by faith. And I know, too, that James, writing in the Bible, says not by faith only. So which is right? Modern day preacher or the Bible? Somehow it seems to me that the Bible must be right. And while your preacher is looking for the passage that says that man is justified by faith only, show him this statement of James that says it's not by faith only. And had you ever thought of how contradictory the Bible would really be if somewhere else it does say we're saved by faith only? And not only would it be a denial of James 2, verse 24, but it would repudiate many other statements of inspired men, as faith only means faith to the exclusion of everything else. Then salvation by faith only would mean salvation without repentance. It would mean salvation without praying the sinner's prayer. It would not include repentance, for then it would mean that it's not by faith only. If it includes the sinner's prayer, again, it would not include be by faith only. But the Bible tells us plainly that God has commanded all men everywhere to repent. Acts 17, verse 30. And Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Luke 13, 3. These statements would be nullified in order to have salvation by faith only. And it would also mean salvation without baptism. But notice what Peter says in 1 Peter 3, verse 21. "The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us." Here's a way it reads in your Bible. And the Bible says we are saved by baptism. But it's not by baptism only. It's not by repentance only. It's not by faith only. It's not by works only. There are a number of things the Bible mentions as conditions of salvation. But many preachers say, well, it's just by faith only. Well, I'm asking you to ask your preacher for the verse that says that we are saved by faith only. And if he finds the place, would you let me know where the Bible says we are saved by faith only? And then again, ask your preacher where the Bible says that anyone was ever baptized by sprinkling or by pouring. Many of the preachers have been preaching this. They've been practicing it for a long time, that you can take your choice of the mode of baptism, that it can be by sprinkling, it can be by pouring if one really insists, it can be a submersion, it can be a burial. And did you ever see your preacher pour a little water or sprinkle a few drops of water on the head of a person and call it baptism? Or take a baby, an infant, and sprinkle a few drops of water on its forehead and hear him say that I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. I'll feel sure that many of you have seen and you've heard such things. But did you ever go to your preacher and ask him where the Bible says such practice was ever followed by inspired men? I'm asking, requesting today that you ask your preacher for the book, chapter, and verse in the Bible that gives such information. Now, if your preacher has been baptizing people by sprinkling and by pouring, He'll know right where to go to find the authority for them, if it's in the Bible at all. And surely he will not object to you asking about it. He's your preacher, is he not? And you're helping to support him to serve in this way. So don't feel any hesitancy about asking him. If he refers you to statements such as Isaiah 52, verse 15, that verse says, "So shall be sprinkle many nations." And he tells you this is a prophecy about baptism by sprinkling. Call his attention to the fact that the marginal reading of the American Revised Version says, "So shall he startle many nations." So the word from which sprinkle comes is shown to mean really to startle. And the rest of the verse shows this to be true, for it says, "The king shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider." But what could there be sprinkling a few drops of water on a person's head that would cause him to be startled or to shut their mouths in astonishment? Or he may refer you to Ezekiel 36, verse 25, which says, "Then will I sprinkle clear water upon you." Well, if he refers you to that, ask him if he's sure this refers to baptism. Remind him that the statement of the entire verse reads, "Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you." Ask him if he's willing to say that baptism will cleanse a man from all filthiness and from idolatry. If he's unwilling to say this, he cannot hold this passage up for baptism. He will surely tell you that you have to be cleansed from all of your filthiness and idolatry before you can be baptized. So according to his own contention, this passage cannot refer to baptism. And while he's thinking of that, maybe he'll think more about whether one was ever baptized by sprinkling. You might direct his attention to Paul's statement in Romans 6, verse 4, where he says, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Now there's a vast difference between burial and sprinkle. He says, buried with Christ and raised to walk in newness of life. Colossians 2, verse 12 likewise says, "Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you're risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead." Baptism is not a sprinkling or a pouring, it's a burial. And I trust that these questions we've asked this week will cause us to want to dig deeper into the Word of God to see what the Bible really says. So ask your preacher. Until the next time I come your way, I bid you a very pleasant good afternoon.